Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome along to Sports Day. Well, much has been made of the impact to the Blues' chances this year following the injury to Zach Williams, but the reaction has been overdone by so many. It's a blow, of course, and it does seem a little worse given the continued absence of young superstar Sam Walsh, but it's by no means terminal. The Blues have a number of high-end options for the half-back role, including Saad, Newman and Doherty, with Markov said to also be joining the club as a backup. Walsh is an unknown. It's a worry. But it is suggested that he'll be back in the first half of the season, and even as early as rounds 5 or 6. So you can dwell on the negative and focus on the injury to one or two players, or you can focus on the positives, and that is most of the squad is in good health. The back line that was decimated last year is, with the exception of Marchbank, ready to go. Jack Martin and Mark Pitney are not far away, and importantly, midfielder George Hewitt is said to be back and ready to fire. He was such an important player for them early last season, when fit, and they were a much lesser side when his injury finally took toll, restricting him to just 15 games. Every team, of course, will rely on their superstars to propel them to finals, and Carlton will be no different. But they badly need Mitch McGovern to become a bona fide star across halfback and stay fit and healthy for the whole year. Him, along with Tom De Koning, look the two players with the most upside. Two players at different ends of their careers. Two players with A-grade potential that could propel Carlton into the finals if they can produce A-grade performances through the year. It's been 9 long years without a finals appearance at Carlton. But at this stage, even with the Williams injury, there's no reason to think that there'll be a 10th. Robert Walls, Carlton great, not far away from joining us here on Sports Day. But for me, the glass is very much half full. And for those pessimists out there thinking the Blues are cursed, and it's going to be another disappointing year, remember 2018. The Eagles beat the Pies in a cliffhanger, but they did it without three All-Australians, Nat Nui, Gaff and Shepherd. Yep, glass half full for me, Kane. What about you?